2023. Oh, okay. I hear there was about 2 minutes of dead air. So sorry about that, folks. We have a new producer, and I'm trying to. We didn't know the procedures beforehand to get connected here up on Skype. So. We're also streaming live on Facebook, if you'd like to catch that video at facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa. The website is theliberationstation.com. And the chat room is over on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. And we have a lot of news today. Your calls will be welcome. You're welcome to get in line at the earliest opportunity. I'll take your calls because we'll be playing quite a few clips, time permitting. And then we will interject your calls and have a lot of commentary to add. So there's plenty of material for the show, but your calls will take precedent. As soon as one topic is covered, we'll move on. And also, we'll move on to your calls, that is, or move on to the next topic or commentary. And then if you'd like us to read your comments in the chat room, then I'll be more likely to read them if you give me some commentary on what they're about. If you just drop a link in there, I may or may not have the time to see what it's all about. And let me pull up the chat room now, and I'm also checking out the audio feed on the Facebook Live broadcast. I guess I haven't had my boosters. Got a new tripod, and seems to have changed my elevation in the chair here. So let me go get my booster for my seat here. So at least you can see the bottom of my chin. and there we are, folks. Things are a little bit rough starting today. So there we go. Now I can see myself and both the cameras clearly. And also, if you'd like to join on Skype, I can conference you. And if you'd like to send me your Skype address or ask for it, or I can privately message it to you, say, on Facebook, too. And then you can get on Skype by audio and or video. Let's see. There, we do have audio. Since I'm my own video producer on the Facebook Live feed, that feed is going well. And so we've got a lot of news today. A lot of news that is important that I won't get to cover, unfortunately. Though, if you think anything is important, then, like I said, call on in, and it's always open lines. So let's see, where will we start here? Well, it's just a tease what we're going to talk about, what I hope to have the time to talk about. We're going to start out with clip number one. That's on electroculture, food production, why electricity helps plants grow, and gardening in Canada channel on YouTube. And then, it was as promised on the last show. So these first two clips are to catch up on those promises. The second clip is SWAT team destroyed innocent woman's home and refused to pay for repairs. And I interjected in the title in brackets and awarded nearly $60,000. $59,000, I think it was $347 or something like that, short of $60,000, but who's counting? And so she used the eminent domain argument to say this was an unlawful taking if the SWAT team is going to claim immunity of any kind. And so we'll get to those two clips, I promise you, hopefully get into Jeffrey Jackson's commentary, some of that, on the last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree. And I'd like to know, folks, if you'd like to give me some feedback in any way, whether it's by calling in, if you just want to make a passing comment, let me know. What do you think of The High Wire, me playing it on the show? Is it something that you already watch, or is it something that you find valuable, especially so many folks who are not online and they're loyal RBN listeners? So I want to give really is the most potent information update from The High Wire, and I think Jeffrey Jackson does the best job doing it. Often he comments or reports on things that I've commented on and vice versa. So he revisits a lot of his old work too. That's very valuable to see how he connects the dots and shows the very good track record. And hopefully get into some of January 6th. Jacob Chansey released from jail early, from prison early, because thanks to the video finally making the mainstream. I mean, a lot of it's already been out there, not just of him, but so many others being let in. And video, I remember, of so many folks being handed through a little cubbyhole-sized hole in the wall. A bunch of clubs looked like weapons on that day. And, of course, Bobby Powell has been on the show three times to talk about his exclusive footage that the FBI will not investigate. So this is really, really catching on, and maybe to distract from that or the is the Trump indictment. And the other January 6th news they want to distract from by pointing out all the horrible, horrific things that Trump has done in the past, long before he was president. And they've long known about it. Not defending Trump, of course, but it's just how the news works and how they play upon us. I think it's all a show. It's all theatrics and dramatics, and there are heroes and villains. There are fall guys who just play the fool so that they can keep the professional wrestling act going. And there's so many tells to that, but it's really true. I think that it's due to the widespread January 6th footage getting out there, just everybody seeing how undeniable it is. And folks, either they'll never deny it, of course, but they'll either say, oh, that's great, or they'll say, oh, why should I care? I see so many comments on social networks like that where the people ask, why should I care? And other people, tons of other people, will do some explaining to them so they understand that, if you were in his position, try that for size. And that's the closest to denialism, I guess, is why should somebody care? Just admit your apathy and excuse yourself from polite conversation. So let's start out with clip number one. As I mentioned, this is on electroculture, some inspiring news on being able to grow plants so much larger, and not just with freshly ionized alkaline water that I mentioned. Of course, that would probably be a great addition. I'd like to try both. But I'm just learning about it, and if anyone would like to comment on it, you're welcome to here at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, and toll-free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll start out in just a moment with this clip number one, but I'm sorry, let me just, Frank, there in the control room, I'll give me about 30 more seconds. I just wanted to comment that how valuable that ionized water is. Freshly ionized alkaline water is, if you've seen videos on that. I played about a month ago Beverly Rubick, PhD, video of her doing a lot of great science on it, and showing how the Curlian photography of the aura of the water was even larger than natural mountain spring water. And, of course, city tap water was horrifically dim. But the freshly ionized alkaline water was throwing off sparks. And I have just always seen for the past 12 years that everything I grow with the ionized water will always grow a lot bigger, larger, branch more, give bumper crops, annuals and biennials become perennials, a lot fewer bug bites, probably because of the improved immunity, natural immunity. So I think that all the antioxidant qualities of qualities of the freshly ionized alkaline water, like the antioxidant quality, which means the lower surface tension, the wetter the water, the greater the surfactant it is, like being able to emulsify oil, actually is able to emulsify oil at 11 pH and above. That's alkalinely ionized water, but they say oil and water don't mix. That's true only with any other kind of water, but use freshly ionized for its fresh properties, the antioxidant property dissipates after about 3 or 4 days under the best circumstances, and the pH goes to neutral in about a week, unless you add minerals to, unless there are minerals in the source water that are keeping it alkaline, that end up in the ionized water. So you're developing mineral ions as well, a wide array of mineral ions, if you're using something like Himalayan salt dissolved in your source water like I do. And it's just amazing. So without further ado, if you'd like to learn more, we'll get to that clip in just a second here. If you'd like to learn more, just go to theliberationstation.com and check out the banner at the top for KonganIonizers.com. That's my distributorship. You can start your own, and you can get your own machine in order to start a distributorship without any credit check for up to 24 months financing. And you can also try the water if you'd like to. Go to a website like KonganWaterShare.com or contact me, and I can help you look up through other resources as well. And my phone number is on there. That's 727-520-2000. That's 727-520-2000. So now on electroculture, this is why electricity helps plants grow from the Gardening in Canada channel on YouTube. So, Frank, please roll that clip. Are we connected, Frank? Can you read me? Yeah, we're connected, it looks like. Okay.
Copper and batteries and you name it, hooked up to people's houseplants, hooked up to people's gardens. And the theory here is that passing low levels of electricity through the soil and actually ambiently around the plant can help prevent against disease, help with nutrient uptake, you name it. So in order to understand electroculture, we have to understand exactly how it works. Now, there is a copper wire that's suspended around 3 meters above the plant, but this copper wire also is placed partially in the soil itself. And in China currently, there's something around-ish 9,000 acres that are under electric culture. And the plants that are under electric culture are inside of greenhouses. Take some of this information with a grain of salt. One thing I will say is they're inside greenhouses, and the actual hoops on the greenhouses is what is wrapped in copper. And so that's how they're able to support this or do this, I guess, economically, in a sense. And one thing they will say is that pretty much 90% of all disease and pests are reduced or eliminated entirely, both in the soil and ambiently. Now, one thing I will say is if you're in a greenhouse, it's a pretty controlled situation. So pest-wise, it should be relatively low to begin with. So, I mean, again, take that with a grain of salt. What I will say, though, is that there is a noted reduction in fertilizer, up to 30%. Now, we'll get into the reason for why this may be, but it is a known fact that it decreases fertilizer uptake. And they say that it's feasible, but ultimately, when we're talking about doing this on a mass scale of farming, I don't see the feasibility there. However, in a greenhouse or a small garden setup or a houseplant setup, yeah, sure, fine, it's feasible. The amount of electricity it consumes is 15 kilowatt hours per day per hectare. Now, they say that that is half the electricity usage of an Australian family in a day. So, I mean, keep that in mind. A hectare, while it sounds like a lot of land, is not a whole lot of land. It's a lot by, you know, the standard of urban agriculture. But on the scale of a farm, it's really not that much. So I could see the cost mounting pretty darn quickly. However, the World Economic Forum actually did a blog post on this. So I'll link that in the description below if you want to go read it. They do think it's the future. They think it's the future of agriculture. That's going to get people real worked up that they are the ones that said this. But ultimately, I'm just going to leave that little tidbit off to the side, and you can do with that what you will. But in all seriousness, the science says that it works under three main mechanisms. These are the three main mechanisms in which makes electroculture so darn useful. The high voltage kills off the disease, the pests, the fungi, you name it. When we're talking about this though, you have to keep in mind
And we'll hold it right there and pick up the last 7 minutes of this clip. Turn on and talking about electric voltage. This is Pioneer Gear with you on Slip Radio Station Radio Show. Be right back after the short message.
A class action lawsuit over censorship has been filed. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Children's Health Defense has filed a lawsuit against President Biden and several top offices over government pressuring social media companies to censor users. The First Amendment is clear. The government cannot stifle speech. Asking a third party, like a social media company, to censor is still a violation of our rights. No matter who is actually doing the censoring, if it's being directed by the government, then it is a violation of First Amendment protected speech. Any government who silences anyone who questions their authority is tyrannical and authoritarian. My question is, why did it take so long to file this lawsuit? The White House admitted that they were doing this 2 years ago. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
A blanket kill.
All right. All right. Welcome back. Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you. And we'll resume now on this clip from the YouTube channel Gardening in Canada channel on electroculture. Just another 7 minutes. And if you're tuning in on Facebook, you can see the pictures or the video now of the amazing size difference in the plants, how huge they grow, as she says, I think two or three, maybe three to four times. I've heard different things from different folks. So let's resume that clip.
It's not a GMO situation where we're applying glyphosate on a genetically modified crop, being able to withstand that. The electricity kills all fungi, all bacteria, all pests, beneficial or otherwise. So you do want to keep that in mind. It's a kill all, but I mean, ultimately it does reduce your pesticide usage completely. The reason why we think that this works is that the high voltage actually suppresses the surface tension of water droplets on the plant leaves and accelerates evaporation. Now you're probably thinking, evaporation, how is that a good thing? Why would increasing the surface tension on the leaf and increasing evaporation from the leaf mat? And if you've watched any of my videos on VPD, the light bulb just went off. If we are moving more water through the plant leaf, we are ultimately taking more water up from the base through the roots. When the roots take up more water, they take up more nutrients. When they take up more nutrients, the plant itself grows more rapidly. When the plant grows more rapidly, it can photosynthesize more, which ultimately means you can harvest faster or you get better nutrient uptake just in general, which enhances flavor and blah, 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 blah. So you can see how it's kind of a trickle effect. If we're able to increase the rate in which water is lost from the leaf, in a controlled environment. We don't want to lose too much that we affect the turgor pressure of the plant, but if we lose enough that we're increasing nutrient uptake, we get a happier plant, we get a better plant. The other thing that electroculture does do, accelerates the transport of some naturally charged particles such as calcium ions and bicarbonate, which boosts the metabolism process of the plant, speeding up metabolic activity such as carbon dioxide absorption and photosynthesis. So, if we combine the evaporation of water from the plant system with rapid metabolism of specific compounds, chemical compounds that are natural inside of the plant, which ultimately speeds up processes that help with photosynthesis and that sort of thing, you can quickly see how, you know, a plant that normally had a growing degree days of 90 could be, you know, cut down to 70, or how we can end up getting more fruit production or just quicker fruit production, which would allow us to produce more food on that single plot in which that plant is planted. So those are the three mechanisms that make this so valuable. You're probably thinking, where does this all start? Where did this all start? Who in their right mind decided electricity and plants, those are the two things that need to be done in order to, you know, feed the world? With the French. Of course it was the French. And I'm knocking the French because I am French, so I'm kind of allowed to. There was someone, a human, named, and I'm going to butcher this, Bernard Germain Etienne de Laval-les-Cherlon, Comet de la Pessette? Anyways, he decided to start experimenting with electricity. And in particular, I love this word, I have to find it, impregnated electric fluid is what he used to water his plants with. Impregnated electric fluid is wonderful. I love it. So essentially his idea was that the water was electrically charged and he was going to water the plants with it. So there's really funny drawings of this. It's like a guy with a hose with like electricity going into it. He's like watering this orchard. It's hilarious, but he noted some things when this happened. He noted that the plant itself did better, ultimately, in all aspects. So after that, it kind of sat at the wayside and no one paid attention to it until 1902. In 1902, there was a physics professor, Salem Lemstorm, and he realized that trees in particular that were grown under the Aurora Borealis tended to grow much larger, much quicker. And he chalked that up to potential electricity in the ambient air around the plant. Now, we didn't get the same benefits in the, you know, 1902 observation of pest reduction and fertilizer uptake and that sort of thing, but he did note that the plant itself grew larger, faster. And he was comparing that to plants of similar species farther down south where the Aurora Borealis wasn't necessarily touching. Then it lay dormant again until between First World War and Second World War, when the British government decided to pick it up in a top secret experiment. So they actually did this in complete secrecy, and people didn't find out that they were doing this until very recently when they actually released some sort of document saying that it was being done. But between World War I and World War II, they were trying to figure out how they could feed the British population on.
And we'll hold it right there. There's a couple more minutes of this microculture food production video.
Standing in line for the vaccine shot. I hope I get mine, cause believe it or not, I think I might die. Yes, I take what they got. My brain's too fried, so I give it no thought, no thought. Because the FDA said it's safe for me. The drug companies claim that it's made for me. And the government, they're gonna pay for me.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome to the revolution. All the walls are breaking down. It's time you had a taste of losing. Time the tables turn around. I see a glimpse of a recognition, but it's too little, it's too late. And what you thought was your best decision just became your worst mistake. One of me is wiser, one of me is stronger, one of me's a fighter. And there's a thousand faces of me, and we're gonna rise up. Yeah, we're gonna rise up for every time.
And hope it feels sweeter to you when you grow so much more food, maybe using electroculture. So we'll continue playing this this clip, the last 2.5 minutes of it, from the Gardening in Canada channel, Electroculture Food Production. Sam, please, pardon me, we have a new word op this morning. Frank making it sound so good. I'm sorry, Frank, I slipped up. But we're jiving now. Communicating on the new procedures that he was not aware of, so he's making it sound good now that everything is we're on the same page here. And my complicated procedure of setting up my Facebook live feed and interfacing it with Skype and get the audio from the Skype feed and feed it into the Facebook live feed, which has its own camera and a bunch of other things so that I've got to do that are behind the scenes, and a lot of settings to change before the show all the time. Make sure settings don't change on their own. This is often the case with little software gremlins, likely from Micro Squish Corporation. Let's resume. Sorry now, Frank. Sorry about that, Frank. If you could please resume that clip number one that we were playing.
Limited landmass they had, considering they're on an island. And one of the ways they thought it could be done is through electricity. Inside of it, they noted some things, such as increases in yield and the speed in which the yield was obtained. However, World War II broke out, and it lay dormant again. Until China literally pulled it up here not too long ago. So China has started doing this. They have south of 9,000 hectares under this sort of a setup. But there's two things that they noted. The first one being that there's a 20 to 30% yield boost in vegetable crops, and that there's a 20% reduction in fertilizer, and there was a 70 to 100% reduction in pesticide consumption. Now, I'm thinking that the 70% reduction on the lower end is because pesticide is an all-encompassing term that also includes weeds. So they're likely still using pesticide control for herbivore pests, which are weeds, which is where that decrease would come in. But ultimately, at 100% reduced bugs, essentially, is what it comes down to. So it's kind of cool. If you choose to do this, there is a ton of information out there on how to do it. I'm not going to tell you to do it because I don't want you to burn your house down. You could do it technically on a smaller scale, such as with like houseplants and sort of thing. But again, I don't want you to burn your house down, so I'm not going to show you how. But it works. It works. And there's, science to prove that. It doesn't do much for the roots. It doesn't do anything in the soil. But what it does do is it ultimately affects that upper foliage, which affects, the entire system and how that nutrient is uptaken and down. So thought this would be a fun video to do. I know this question's coming my direction eventually because it's hit TikTok, so it's gonna go viral. And some people have some crazy outdoor setups that I just think to myself, why? Why'd you do that? But anyways, the World Economic Forum, thumbs up it. The Chinese thumbs up it. I guess the rest of us are gonna have to follow suit soon now. I'll see you next time. Bye. Today's video is sponsored by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning platform that actually allows creators to present to you everything you need to develop a skill without being throttled by the algorithm. Now, this is huge. So because of that, it's really valuable information where the creator is actually able to walk you through in depth what needs to be done. One of the recent courses I just did was on organic fertilizer. It's done by Backyard Abundance, and it's great for understanding hoop houses and kind of what needs to be done. I did this for both the winter gardening side and then hopefully pest management in the fall. It's definitely one that you as a gardener would likely want to check.
All right, we'll just cut it off there. I'm sorry, folks. It goes into a new YouTube clip, and sometimes it starts playing an ad. Or at least it did on my end. I'm not sure. It sounded different on the studio's end. So sometimes YouTube behaves differently. Fortunately, we got the whole clip to play because here's a little tip or trick you can use if you want a YouTube clip to play without any commercials and full screen, and it'll play on repeat as well. you can't avoid. You can set all in one package if you just put a dash or put a hyphen after the T in YouTube. So it's Ute hyphen Oob, and that'll allow it to play without any commercials. Especially good for broadcasters. Pardon me, folks. I'm having an answer on Skype here. I read you, Frank. Let's get to answer your question. I think Frank is. Let's get into clip number two. After two, I'm interjecting a clip here to Frank. After clip two, if you can, or after clip four, there's that clip. We'll interject, and based on your call, we'll roll with it. And all right, Frank. Well, let's get on to clip number two here, where I teased a little bit last week, where Vicky Baker in Texas was awarded $60,000, just $340-something shy of that, for damages to her home, her beautiful home that she was renovated and paid so much for getting it in shape to put on the market. And article at Activist Post from June. Well, we'll get into that. We'll get into some of this, some of the details afterwards. But it's fortunate that Institute of Justice helped her out and got her this money. And so hopefully we can duplicate this precedent that she had based her argument on eminent domain. You break it, you buy it. And if you can't invoke immunity that way, I mean, otherwise you have a blank check. So let's roll with clip number two, Frank, when you're ready.
Our top story tonight is one that you could not dream up. A McKinney woman was selling her home. It had just gone under contract when a man barricaded himself inside. And the rest you'll see. Here's Meredith Yeomans.
This is how Vicky Baker left her home of 12 years, a home she listed for sale last month when she retired to Montana. This is how it looks today. Boarded windows, a broken backyard fence, and destroyed garage door. The story of how it ended up like this begins July 25th, when Baker says this man, Wesley Little, showed up at the door with a 15-year-old girl police believed was in danger.
I told the police I just sold my home a week ago. Please get him out of the house safely. And they promised me that they would guard my house.
Hours later, Little released the girl unharmed. McKinney police say he still had multiple firearms and told investigators he would not come out alive. A 7-hour standoff ended in suicide.
Then they breached the home with tear gas canisters. They went through, broke through 6 windows.
Oh my God.
They broke through my front door. They blew off the garage door, and they used a Humvee to plow down my back fence. They called it shock and awe. When it was all over with, the following day, my daughter Deanna went to the home, and she videoed quickly the interior, and I got to see all the damage. She sent me pictures of the outside, and that was how I found out what had happened. After seeing that video and the gut punch that I received that day, it was for days after. There were 2 days where I actually laid on the couch and cried, because I didn't know how I was going to pay for everything. I didn't know what was going to happen to my future. Was I going to have to continue to work, even though I had just finished battling cancer?
In an email, McKinney police said, although regrettable, unfortunately, sometimes these types of incidents end in this manner. Baker says she plans to file a claim with the city.
What happened to Vicky is unconstitutional. She was an innocent bystander.
The police decided they needed to destroy her home to protect the safety of the entire community, but she shouldn't be left holding the bill for the damage. And to make matters worse, Vicky's insurance company would not cover any of the damage done by the police.
I contacted the city of McKinney and asked how to file a suit against them for recovery. I was told at that point there was absolutely no possible recovery, that the city had never paid such a claim and they had no intention of doing that. I waited a couple of weeks and actually called back and spoke with their insurance department, and their insurance actually told me, she was very rude. She laughed at me and said, you know, you can file whatever you want, but there is no recovery. The police have complete immunity, and so do all the city employees. There is nothing that can be done. I had to spend months putting the house back in order. And in order to do that, I had to take money out of my retirement fund, my IRA. I had to run up a 20-some thousand dollar credit card bill. And I imagine somewhere around $80,000 was the total cost of trying to put that home back together into a living situation.
Under the U.S. and Texas constitutions, the government is allowed to take private property for public uses, like building a road or school, but the government is required to pay just compensation. The same is true when the government destroys private property for public uses. And taking a dangerous criminal off the street clearly benefits the public. The Supreme Court has repeatedly held that the Fifth Amendment's Takings Clause was designed to bar government from forcing some people alone to bear public burdens, which, in all fairness and justice, should be borne by the public as a whole. That's why the Institute for Justice is teaming up with Vicky to file a federal lawsuit to vindicate her rights and the rights of all Americans.
I am filing this lawsuit because this should happen to no one. This should happen only to the perpetrators, not to the victims. The victims are innocent. So why should a victim have to pay for something that a felon or a fugitive or the government does to your home?
Well, there you heard it from Vicky Baker, and she got her just compensation, certainly. So that's great news. I think that's hopefully something that we can duplicate in other jurisdictions. She won on the appellate level, so whatever jurisdiction it has to go to, we should try to argue that. I mean, why not? If it's worked once, then I think that it's worth trying in each and every other jurisdiction, get as many victories as possible. Let me, before we get into the next clip, Frank, we're talking about, we're going to get into if undercover, law enforcement agents, federal law enforcement, apparently, playing to be on their body cams, they admit that they are going undercover as Antifa. Quote, "We go undercover as Antifa in the crowd," talking about January 6th, 2021. And we'll get to that clip, but wanted to cover Vicky Baker's a little bit more detail of her victory from the Institute for Justice, and she was also reported on in the Dallas Morning News. So I'm not going to read that, but it's a woman awarded nearly $60,000 in damages after SWAT team in McKinney destroyed her home. Vicky Baker is entitled to compensation, the jury ruled, after a July 2020 raid destroyed her home on Vista Verde Trail. The city had argued police had immunity. This article by Anna Kaplan, again, the Dallas Morning News, June 22nd, 2022. From the Institute for Justice, victory, jury rules, Texas woman is entitled to $59,656 after SWAT team destroyed her home while pursuing fugitive. And we'll put that up on screen. If My mouse cooperates. It stops midstream there. Okay. Article by Dan King, June 22nd, 2022. And starts out today, a federal jury ruled that Vicki Baker is entitled to $59,656.59 in damages after a SWAT team destroyed her McKinney, Texas home while pursuing a fleeing fugitive in July 2020. The ruling is a victory for Vicki, who joined forces with the Institute for Justice, or IJ, to file a lawsuit in March 2021 after the city refused to pay for the damage that had been caused. The priority has always been to make sure that cities like McKinney cannot treat other people the way I've been treated, Vicki said. Quote, I expect today's victory to send a message to governments across the country that they have to pay for what they break, end quote. And I'm not going to read this whole article here. Skipping down, today's decision comes just weeks after U.S. District Court Judge Amos Mazant III ruled that the destruction of Vicki's home was a taking that required the city to pay just compensation. And it links to that ruling. We'll pick this up when we get back here on the Blaze and Station Radio Show. Chris Snyder, stay tuned.
You've been messing with my mind. Well, you do it all the time. You've been messing with my mind. You know you do it all the time.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Everybody scream at school. Better get my
All right, we're back now. Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you, and that was Jamiroquai. Everybody's talking about the kids, or it's the kids, is the name of that one. So we're talking about Vicky Baker's victory for nearly $60,000 against the SWAT team who destroyed her home, who wrecked her home, and that was in 2021. So I'm not going to, we have so much to cover here, and time is running short, I see. So let's get into that clip without a number that talks about the January 6th undercover, has the January 6th undercover officers talking about going up undercover as Antifa in the crowd, and we'll show this up on the screen as well so you can see better what's going on. So Frank, please roll that clip.
Well, we go undercover as Antifa in a crowd, so can you put that back in?
All right, thank you so much.
Yep, it feels better. You guys get sprayed. Here, here. Take this on the spotter.
So that's about it. I'm sorry, Frank, I didn't tell you on short notice. We can fade that out. But, you know, it shows at the end, for the sake of the viewing audience, it shows on the middle here. I'll show it once again, the badge of the officer who's holding the camera. And at the end, it shows a gentleman who is wearing a face mask, looks like he's an agent, and the only people in this view or law enforcement, so or security of some sort. Anyway, they're in a uniform, so apparently they're in preparation and admitting that they're going as Antifa, which wouldn't surprise me because I was check out the separate site that I set up called jan62022.weebly.com. You can see where January 6th, 2022. I videotaped. I have the most complete video of from two different angles, and sometimes the third angle of the events that night. Officers coming up, me trying to stop them from breaking up the crowd because they claimed there was an explosive device. Later on, found out that they had arrested someone who was wearing an Antifa helmet by the name of. Well, he had his name legally changed that day to Jordan Hannah Smith. But his real name is Garrett James Smith, his original given name. And you can read all about that again, jan62022.weebly.com. And we'll be back here in the second and final hour Liberation Station Radio Show. Your calls are welcome. Stay tuned. After these short messages, we have much, much more to cover.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com,
We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.